another episode of WandaVision dropped on Friday. Yes. Welcome back on Disney Plus. So, it's hard to talk about the show without giving too much away, but you guys, I think, know the two characters, Wanda and Vision from the Avengers. For whatever reason, they are stuck in a sitcom. And I know that sounds ridiculous, but no one can figure out why. Something's going on. They're basically living in a sitcom. And last week, they dropped two episodes. And in the first one, they were in a 50s era sitcom. Then the second episode, they were in the 60s. Yeah. And then this episode was in the 70s and had the look and feel of the Brady Bunch. Even the house was modeled after the Brady Bunch house. And things started getting a little darker, like something is haywire. And even the recurring characters are, something's not right. And they just can't figure it out. Lex, what did you think about episode three of one?
Jace, I love this show.
Do you?
This episode, they're in color. The neighbors are doing all these weird things. There's a new character. Like, where did she come from? And it's hilarious. We were laughing out loud at least three or four times. I mean, to the point of tears. Just so funny. There's an animal scene that I just died laughing. Did you, Jace?
No, but that's all right.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
I'll tell you why in a minute. I'll tell you why. Okay. Keep going.
And just all of these supernatural things happen. It just makes you wonder what the heck is going on. And I like those kind of shows that I just have no idea what's happening and why. And they kind of, the nozzle of just showing a little bit. The last scene of this episode, you're like, what? Huh? And that's what's keeping me. It feels fresh, and I'm so glad that Marvel's doing this, because it just feels like something that hasn't been done before, and that's hard to do these days.
It is very hard to do in a land, in a valley of reboots and reimaginings and recycled ideas. Even if the train goes off the tracks, I will give this show credit and I will hang with it because of its originality. I will not abandon ship, because you have to give them You have to give them credit. I enjoyed it. What's funny is the reason I said I laughed, or the reason I didn't laugh, is I made a horrible mistake. And any of us that are up this early or maybe on the shift, Fridays are hard days, because it's the end of your week. We had dinner and I came back and we started watching it, and I started falling asleep. And that is not a referendum on the quality of the episode. That is just, I was tired and my belly was full of chicken wings and I was just real comfortable. But the thing that I was like, oh, wow, I'm trying to read all the clues. Like, I'm trying to figure out, why is the neighbor, like the neighbor that was sawing, he had like a chainsaw or whatever, and he was going through like this cement barrier. And I was just like, what is the symbolism of that? Because I think a lot of the things in this show, WandaVision, I think there are symbols that when it's revealed, we're going to go back and go, oh my goodness, we missed this and we missed that. I'm trying to look for all of those. I am not as steeped in Marvel as I am Star Wars or even Harry Potter. So I'm afraid a lot of references are going to be lost on me.
Oh, for sure, me too.
You know what I mean? But I don't let that frustrate me, because I think I'm like probably 80% of the viewers that are watching it.
This point, I'm kind of like, do I even go and look at the comics? Because I also don't want anything to be given away. So
yeah,
I'll just blissfully watch it.
You should just watch it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just let it all unfold. I have no clue where this is going, and I love that. I don't know what is the end game, no pun intended. What is the end game for this? And the only theory, and I'll repeat this because I said it, this isn't a spoiler. It's been on the internet. The only thing that I have heard is that this show has already kind of unveiled the next big bad character in the Marvel universe. And it's a character called the Grim Reaper. Because there was a, I think it was a commercial in the second episode that had the Grim Reaper's, not hat, but yeah, basically his armor, whatever, on a shelf. And from the comics.
Yes.
So people think that, you know, like Thanos was the big bad for all the other movies. This is the next big bad for the next era of Marvel, is this character called the Grim Reaper. I don't know. I'm not a comic book guy. I like the movies, but I don't know. But all of the nerds that I follow, that's what they're thinking. So that's fun. Now I'm looking for that shape. I'm looking for that helmet shape. Helmet. I said hat. Helmet. There we go. I'm looking for that shape everywhere now. So yeah.
The other thing I keep thinking as I'm watching Vision, the amount of, how long does it take to do the makeup for that?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's really cool. The metal on the back of his head, and he's like that brick red, and his hands are that color too. And
they probably have it now after so many movies. I'm sure they have it maybe down to maybe 2 hours. I would imagine at the beginning it was more like four. Mm-hmm. Jen asks, sends us a tweet.
You've got mail.
And asks us a good question. Can you enjoy or understand WandaVision if you aren't already invested in the Marvel universe? Lex, what do you think?
Yes, I think so, because that's kind of where I am. I know of, you know, I've seen a bunch of the movies, but I'm not, like you said, steeped in it where I know all the different characters and what's happening with everyone. I think that you can absolutely still enjoy this.
Mm-hmm. I do too. Because it's, again, I'm not real steeped in it. I watch the movies, but I don't know every detail like I do Star Wars. Like, I can watch Mandalorian and go, oh, that's so-and-so's lightsaber. And, oh, that's a reference to a scene in Empire Strikes Back. And I can't do that with this show, and I still enjoy it.
Yeah, it's funny, too. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
Because it is a sitcom. And they're trapped in it, but then there's that whole mysterious thing too. So it feels like there's multiple things going on. Mm-hmm. And that's really exciting. Oh, and then Amanda tweets us too. Can we talk about the fact that Wanda Elizabeth Olsen is Mary-Kate and Ashley's sister?
Yeah.
Yeah, sisters.
They're sisters. I think Colin's like, why is she familiar? And I said, well, the first thing is she's Mary-Kate and Ashley's sister.
Uh-huh.
And she's really good. Oh, is she good?
She's great.
I enjoy her, and I like their chemistry together. We're talking WandaVision on Disney Plus. A new episode dropped, as it does now on Fridays. I'm just curious to see where they're going. I'm very excited to, I hate this term, the journey. I'm excited to take this trip with them, because again, it's so darn original. Hats off,
it's
Marvel.
So good. It's
hats
so,
off.
So good.